Good morning. Can I welcome you to the meeting this morning? Can we have apologies in order of business?
Yes, apologies, Chair, from Councillors Baxter, Beattie, Coventry and Muirhead. And the order of business is as published. In respect of item number 14, some information has been tabled and there's also a plan on display at the back of the chambers.
Okay, thank you. Are there any declarations of interest at this stage? Okay, thank you. Item 4 is minutes of the meeting for approval, 22nd October. Am I happy with them? Agreed. Any matters arising? 27th of October, November, and the second meeting on the 27th of November. We agreed that they are accurate minutes? Okay, thank you. Item 5 is the 6 month performance report for the single meal delivery plan. Kenneth.
Thank you, Chair. This report has been referred on by the Cabinet and sets out the Council's Quarter 2 performance reports in the context of the wider achievements of the Community Planning Partnership. And if this report looks familiar to you, then in fact all the information contained herein has in fact been in front of you at the last meeting. What this does in this report forwarded on from the Cabinet is it's an exception focus, so it's looking really at the 32 actions identified in paragraph 2.2, which are off target, and the details of these are shown in the report. So a different presentation material you have seen before, Chair, but myself and my colleagues would be happy to take any questions you may have.
That's good. Any questions, comments? Okay, we're happy to note the report. Okay, thank you. Item 6 is the financial comparisons for the school projects.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, as requested by the committee on 3rd of September, this report has been prepared to provide members with an analysis and comparison of the costs of the school replacement programme over the last 10 years. Those funded through the private-public partnership, DBFM, Hubco, South East and Co, traditional design procurement, finance, and also those that have come through developer contributions. It includes not only schools that we've built, but the planned replacement of New Battle. It's very much a factual report that sets out in significant detail the funding methods, the actual costs and financial implications for the council, going back to the Dalkeith Campus School and coming through the primary replacement through PPP and traditional build, developer contributions at Burnbrae, and finally on the New Battle. Significant information contained in the report regarding all of these in terms of the construction costs, the methods of funding, and the revenue implications over the life of the contract, etc. And we've tried to do them on a comparable basis so that members can see the full cost of the projects, regardless of the funding mechanism that has been used. As I say, very much a factual report, and bringing it to committee today to asking you to note the contents of the report. Myself and my colleague Gary Thompson, who's more than familiar with the contracts and the funding arrangements, are available to answer any questions that members may have. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Questions or comments? Russell?
I wonder if Gary could perhaps just explain to me the I think the council contributions over the types of different financial models, and I take it it's taken on a like-for-like basis over the periodicity on it, and I mean it's just to try and get my head round, and I certainly read it over, and I have to say, you know, for you guys that deal with numbers all the time, it might be all right, but I got kind of lost in it. But for example, the operational cost splits over page 43 and 44 into 45. I'm taking it then, looking at the 30-year nominal cost, the council contribution, for example, on the campus is £21.9 million, yet when we go across some of the other ones, for example, when we get into the New Battle one, there's quite an increase in that, and I just wondered if you could perhaps explain to me, is it the difference in the modelling, or is it just this is actually more expensive going the new model than what it was the old model, which has been the myth that's been portrayed over the piece for a number of years.
Yep, the tables on page 43 through 44 set out the operational element of the costs that are involved during the contract phase when the school's there got pupils in it. Table 5 for the Dalkeith campus highlights that a lot of the costs sit with the contractor. So cleaning, janitorial costs, these big items sitting with the contractor on an annual basis. What we've tried to do across these tables is look at what is the total cost of providing the facility, regardless of the split. And I suppose I'd draw your attention to the second last line on the tables. Try to give a comparison of total cost per square metre. And they're there or thereabouts between 121 and 130, sorry, 111 and 131. So the big change for Last Wade, obviously there is no contractor, so all of the costs of operating it are picked up by the council. And as you can see in Table 7, a big shift from cleaning down to waste management, where they go from not being provided by the contractor as they are in the campus, but by under the DBFM model, the council providing those, retaining those services and providing those services and works directly. So it's a shift in terms of the way the funding models, particularly around PP, has shifted from PPP through to DBFM over the period. If that goes into enough detail.
Another question, Chairman. On the new battle model, not just so much on the build stuff for the school, but bearing in mind that we're keeping facilities open as well, there's no area where that's been factored in over the cost period, is there? On the basis that, for example, a lot of the facilities that were going to be drawn down, the original model was to draw them down and put them all into the campus. We're building a campus plus, and what's not factored is the financial, over a 30-year period, the financial cost to the council in conducting that. I just wondered, you know, that bit's missing. So it's not a like we like, because, for example, in Last Wade, we drew down everything and it's all part and parcel of Last Wade High School as a campus now. And in actual fact, part of the Dalkeith campus does that as well, but whereas New Battle doesn't do it at all. And I just wondered that figure is missing. And I just wondered what that, you know, taking account of that as well.
What we've deliberately done in this report is keep it factual. So it looks at what is the operating cost of what council has determined that it will operate in terms of the new schools. You're right, in terms of the cost for New Battle, the annual cost, operating cost, is £2.059 million. That is on top, so there's a contribution, if my memory serves me right, the £600,000 running cost for the existing school, but there is no contribution towards that from other assets within the catchment area.
Joe? Yeah, I have to agree that these figures and tables might be good for the number crunchers. I don't think it does anything to bring light to the report that was asked for here. I think you can read anything you want into this thing, but the plain fact is that the PPPs are taking £10 million at the budget of this council every year, and they have to be serviced first before we do anything. They come before people's wages. It's incredible. And then we go to the table 16 and the net cost to the public purse. I think it shows quite clearly there that the PPPs are far more expensive than what the Last Wade and New Battle High Schools are. I mean, this could have been made more simplistic by telling us exactly what it cost us for each of these schools without all these tables. I mean, I can't read them. And I think this report was supposed to be for us.
What we've tried to do is interpret what was asked for at the, in the minutes of this committee, so an analysis, breakdown and comparison of the school replacement programme. And I think by its nature, we've brought forward a comprehensive report to ensure that we meet the requests of the committee. In terms of PPP, I'm happy to say that PPP is more expensive than traditional build, because private finance is always going to be more expensive than PWLB through Treasury. It's a fact of life. Again, I'd reflect that at the time these facilities were built, the only way to lever in the external funding to the local authority for these schools, which on PPP2 we get £107 million of the £181 million unitary charge from Scottish Government, and on the Dalkeith campus, £93.5 million of the £152 million. The only way to access that funds was that build and construction route.
Gary Gunn, on table 16, you've got the overall cost of the public purse, which I take it's what you're saying is the overall cost of these schools. And that doesn't seem to equate with your statement there, where you're talking about it being £214 a square metre for Dalkeith School, £197 for Lasswade Centre, and £215 per square metre for Newbattle. How does that equate to the PPP being the dearer? Certainly on table 16, it looks to me, per square metre, we're paying £215 a square metre for Newbattle High, and we paid £214 for the PPP.
Yeah, I suppose the element I was talking about was the borrowing costs. The borrowing costs through the PPP contracts, by their nature, are more expensive than the traditional Public Works Loan Board borrowing. But the table shows that when you take all of the other changes that have come around, that you do end up with a net cost of the public purse, which is broadly the same. But there's a whole raft. Borrowing is one element of that. The movements and the construction price costs and the specification of the schools are a number of factors that give rise to the overall, make the comparison difficult across that time period.
But I think the question that was asked in here was, what was the overall cost, A, to the council and A, to the taxpayer? And it looks to me, certainly on the high school projects, to the council, it was massively cheaper, unless I'm reading this wrong, for us to deliver on table 12, the overall cost to the council on the high school projects is £105 per square metre for the Dalkeith High School, which was PPP1, £146 for Lasswade Centre, and £166 for Newbattle High School. Would that be correct? So, of course, that's £105 for the PPP, £146 for Lasswade High, which is a traditional build, and £166 for Newbattle High. Okay.
Yeah.
And in the primary schools, the overall cost of the council with the PPP2 is sort of mid-table. When you take it, it's £156 a square metre, whatever it is. 182 for Bonnerig, 156, 148, and the 99 for Burnbrae, that will be offset because that was massively developer funded. So the reality is that sits about mid-table as well. When you get to the cost of the public purse, it looks awfully like the Dalkeith School campus and Newbattle High School have got a pound between them in difference, and it's £197, which is slightly lower. 5-6% lower than what the PPPs were. Would that be about right?
Yeah, when you look at public purse, the variations between debt funding and other changes make them broadly comparable. I suppose our focus has tended to be on table 12 and just how much it's costing the council and the council taxpayer specifically in Midlothian and the impact it has on other services.
Peter first.
The council currently, and this is really before Lasswade comes in, on an annual basis is paying £10 million out of our very small budget. We're talking about a total budget, all our expenditure of about £170 million. Most of that really is in wages, particularly wages for teaching staff and other staff. And £10 million is a vast sum of money for us to have to fork out every year on these contracts, to service the contracts. I feel this is so important that we should take this whole paper and discuss this in the council, in the main council, and really try and simplify the paper that has been produced in front of us, because I share the misgivings of Mr. Imrie, Councillor Imrie, Councillor Wallace, that this is very complicated and it isn't very straightforward.
Just one point of clarification I would add is that although we're paying £10-11 million per annum in unitary charge payments, we get through the Scottish Government grant the funding support that they provided on PPP1 and PPP2, something in the region of between £6-7 million per annum, specific funding on that. So the net impact on the council revenue account is less, because, as I say, part of the funding package, Scottish Government at the start agreed that they would fund through the life of the project a significant part of the unitary charge payment. That perhaps doesn't come through as clearly in the report as to help members.
Joe first.
Okay then. In Lasswade and Newbattle, we will be providing the janitorial cleaning staff, yeah? So they will be receiving the wage that we have set in this council for our lowest paid workers, which is, what, 749, something like that? What is the wage level for the cleaners and janitorial staff in the PPP contracts? Do we have any control over that at all?
I don't know. I can't answer that question specifically. I do know that we subcontract some work back from the contractors, and I don't know if John can provide further information on the details of that, perhaps.
Just in terms of the subcontractor work in the primary PPP state, we pay recognised evaluated council rates for all our staff. In terms of the Dalkeith Schools campus, we have submitted a proposal to run some of the soft facilities management, and that was submitted on Friday. It's currently at evaluation stage with the PPP provider. If we're successful, it's based on council pay rates.
But we have no idea what the PPP people pay staff at the moment. Is that it?
We can't say with certainty, correct.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, just, you know, my impression is sort of trying to simplify this. You know, we're here again, we have absolutely no choice. You know, it's take this this money from the Scottish Government, take all the rules, take all the regulations, take all the conditions, or get nothing. You know, that's it. We've no choice. You know, that's the only way we're going to get money to build high schools. I'm also seeing that this contributions from the Scottish Government have gone down. You know, I'm seeing contributions last week that are more favourable than the Newbattle rates. So the broader picture is a reduction, and that's increasing the burden on Midlothian and Midlothian Council taxpayers. You know, it's just shifting it from the Scottish Government to Midlothian budgets. So if we've no choices on this and we want to see what that figures as difference, you know, then obviously the case is back to Holyrood. Why is it going down, you know, and why have we not got other affordable options or better, more affordable options like the Public Works Loan Board or whatever, you know, why are we not given any choice in how to pursue and to run our budgets? Why are we shackled so much, you know? I mean, this isn't democratic to be shackled so much. And if it's take it or leave it, it's your only choices, you know, leave it isn't an option. You know, isn't an option for building high schools?
You claim it wasn't an option. It was Labour Party manifesto in 1997 that the Labour Party were the pioneers of the PPPs, PFI contracts, and Labour councils were leading in that field. And to answer your question, Councillor Pottinger, to why the Scottish Government can only give us so much towards the education budget, is the fact that the UK Government cuts the budget to the Scottish Government. And you say that the Scottish Government cutting the budget to us in Midlothian is undemocratic, then I think you should go to the UK Government and ask them why they are so undemocratic. Because when they set our budgets, they have no discussion with the Scottish Government whatsoever. They get told, this is what you're going to get, and what we're going to get in the future is, for to be believed what the UK Government ministers are saying, we're going to take a hit of £4.5 billion. So that's where the cuts come from.
Okay. I think what Brian was making the point of, we have no option but to take the vehicle that whatever government gives us. We're stuck with it. If you've got a PPP 1, PPP 2, if you don't take it and you don't take it under the terms, you've got nothing. You get nothing. And there was numerous councils when that was offered to them. I think it was South Ayrshire that held out for years and then suddenly realised they weren't going to build a new school unless they actually obeyed or took the rules that are there. It's quite clear for the papers that if we were allowed just to borrow, that the overall cost to the public purse, it's lower, slightly lower, for us to build yourself. Glasswear High School comes out at £197 per square metre, as compared to £214 for Dalkeith and £215 for Newbattle. You didn't have an option. If you turn around and tell the Scottish Government now that you're not prepared to take that and the terms, there were several councillors complaining at the meeting that we weren't allowed, for example, BAM weren't allowed to tender for these contracts because it had already been pre-tendered and you were left with the contractors that were there. The reality is, once the government, no matter what colour their jackets are, tell you that that's what funding method that's available to councils, you're stuck with that funding method. The reality is with this, is that the overall cost of the public purse, there's not a massive amount of difference here. It is slightly lower for Glasswade Centre, very slightly higher for Newbattle than what Dalkeith was at today's prices, overall to this council, overall to the public purse. The reality is, overall to the council, the other methods, and for whatever reasons, fundings have changed, but when we built Dalkeith's school community campus, the cost to us was £105 at today's prices. It's now up to £166 at today's prices for Newbattle to this council. So the deals we were getting earlier were far better to this council. And for whatever reasons, whatever cuts there are, it doesn't matter, it's still factual that we're now having to find more of that money. And I suppose that will continue as budgets continue to be squeezed. Joe.
Right. The overall cost to the public purse, the net cost to the public purse, without going into square metres, people there only care about square metres. In Dalkeith, it's £178,200,000. Next closest to that is the Glasswade, is £160,700,000. And Newbattle is only £147,400,000.
I think that would date with the sizes, Joe. Dalkeith's the bigger. Glasswade slightly smaller.
What I'm saying is that the people don't care what a square metre is, size. It's a cost to the public purse.
Okay, Adam.
Aye, I wasn't going to come in, but I mean, I remember when we did the schools the first time round, did the PP and the PP exercise, we actually didn't agree with the system, but we built 14 schools. And I think if you ask the parents or the youngsters over at those schools whether they want a PPP, a PFI, anything you want, they don't actually, they're no bothered as long as they were getting a new school. Some of the buildings were actually in quite a bad way, and we built 14 new schools. That was two high schools at the Dalkeith campus and a primary school for to replace Lugton. So there were three schools actually built there, and I think the overall costs, you could argue idea about figures and statistics and square metres and all the rest of it, but if you build 14 primaries, I think that sets a appearance that we're getting the 14 schools. We're more than happy to see them, whatever system are actually getting built out.
Alec?
Aye, it's just that, I mean, to make a comparison, we do take into account the size between Lasswade, Newbattle and Dalkeith is totally wrong. It's totally misleading. Because Dalkeith is two high schools. Dalkeith High School and St David's High School. And it also has the special needs at Salters Gates. So it was actually three schools that was being built. And obviously it's a far bigger complex or a bigger building than Newbattle or Lasswade. And that's how the cost per square metre is important, because that's the way the work out the figures.
Russell? No.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say the same thing. It's all very easy, Joe, to look and go, it's £178 million to the public purse. And by the way, it's actually less in square metres, because you've got two high schools. Now, if you were to just say one high school and factor that in, then the officers can't do that, because it was part of the one contract, it's actually a hell of a lot cheaper. Oh, yes, it is. Because if you said Dalkeith High School was built under PPP, and by the way, Newbattle's been built under PPP, so don't try and pull the wool over anybody's eyes. You might call it a different name, you might tart it up. The same thing is going to happen. And whether we like it or not, the figures came out. And the one thing that puzzled me, and I have to say I've already asked the question, the 37 with the net cost of the public purse was the one thing that jumped out at me, and that's why I wanted Gary today to actually let us know exactly what we're looking at like with like. And the problem that you can't look at like with like, if you look at overall costs, what you've got to look at is the square meterage, because it's the only way of doing a proper price comparator. So you cannot say, oh, Dalkeith High School campus, remember, three schools, not one, and compare them to the other two schools. You cannot do that. You've got to go down to square metres, and the chairman's absolutely right. And he put me right on that one, because exactly the first thing I look at, but just to finish off my contribution, just to say to Councillor Wallace, at the end of the day, the people out there, are, and parents in particular, are concerned about the quality of the school their children are going to. I wish we could be sitting here today congratulating ourselves that all the schools in the school portfolio had been replaced, because that's what the folks out there are doing. You think the people at Paradise are delighted when the rain's pouring in the roofs? You think the people at Rosland, when the windows were trashed, do you think they're happy? They want their buildings, as well as their education service, to be the best of the best for their children, the next generation that will replace all of us sitting in here today. And that's more important than whether what methodology it could be. Councillor Montgomery is absolutely 100% correct. The only game in town, if you wanted to go down a school replacement programme, was PPP. We took it and we got on with it. And the folks out there are thankful that the schools that they've got are built there today, or we wouldn't have any of them at all.
Okay. Peter?
Yeah. Could we, in order to really clear this up, have this paper produced for the General Council, because this is of great importance to all of us, and then we can also take on board all the points that have been made, so that we compare apples with apples and not apples with oranges. Thank you.
I'll second Councillor
Dunn. Okay, I'm quite happy to take this to Council. Okay. Is there any other points anybody wants to make? Okay. Do you want this, Joe? You had asked about maybe getting this simplified. Is there a way, Gary, you can do that?
I suppose I'm reluctant to try and simplify. I'm happy to brief members away from here in terms of the report and further explain it to aid your understanding it in the debate. It is by its nature a very complicated comparison. To simplify it, I wouldn't want to be accused of manipulating the figures inappropriately. So we certainly can have a look. If there are specific areas that members would want to focus on in terms of the debate at Council, we could remove some of the detail, perhaps. But I'm certainly in the hands of members as to what they would want to be presented to Council.
Can I
ask a question to Gary? Gary, you mentioned earlier about I think it's something like £6 or £7 million in grant support we get. Is that in this paper? Because I can't see it anywhere.
No, what I could do is just look at the perhaps the actual revenue implications in each year's budget, the annual payment for 14-15's budget, and the amount of money that's coming through the grant settlement. If that additional information.
Gary, the one thing that isn't in the paper is actually the capital receipts for the old Dalkeith schools. That's missing, and they were considerable. I can't quite mind what they were, but I think St David's was around the 12, 13 million. Kippelaw was about 9 million. The old Lugton site and Westfield sites were both sold, and we currently have an asset in Dalkeith's high school site at the moment, which we haven't realised yet, but would be measured around £4-4.5 million. If you measure them in with the Dalkeith PPP1 contract, it would effectively mark about £30 million, and would massively drop the cost to this council. And whilst we've all got a duty to watch the full public purse, the first duty of the elected members of this council is getting best value for its taxpayer, its council taxpayer, and trying to get as many schools as possible renewed for us. Will you be able to factor that in? Because I had actually asked for that to be factored in, but it's noticeably missing.
Yeah, I suppose we've looked at the comparison of the contracts, and yet the decision to build these facilities did release other plots of land that we've sold, and those receipts weren't used and applied to the contract as such. They were put into the capital fund and utilised to fund other capital projects. And in fact, some of the money was transferred over to general fund to offset costs within the revenue account principal repayments. So it's difficult to put them in specifically, but I can highlight in the report that the capital receipts we've generated from the sites that were vacated. I'd be reluctant to show them as reducing the cost of specific contracts.
Okay. Sorry, does somebody else want to answer? Peter?
Just when Gary speaks and you have your microphone on, it's not as clear to hear it. That's all okay. I was trying to say.
Sorry, my apologies. I'll try and speak into the mic from now on. Okay, are we quite happy for this to be referred to council? Ask the officers to try and simplify it, or at least give us a summary of where we are in this. But I think we could be here for the next year arguing about what government is going to give us. What the reality is councils are stuck with whatever the funding method are. If we want money for the government, we need to follow their rules. Okay. Inspection of Cooking Primary School.
Thank you, Chair.